While working in the lab late last night, my eyes beheld a weary sight.
It is Halloween. What a interesting time. Fun time as a child. It's fun just because it's a change. People getting dressed up, people going to parties, people letting loose. My kids are in the thick of it, actually. They're just peaking, just going past the peak of Halloweening. My son's in grade 6. He's going out with his friends this year, but it's not so much, it's not the height of their excitement this year as it has been in the past. My daughter is actually not even going to go out this year. She's 13. She's just going to go to a little party with her friends. No boys, I hope. Or there's going to be some Crypt Kicker 5 action going on, if you know what I mean. Heading back from work, it's 7:05, Halloween Eve, or Halloween, the night of Halloween. And it's raining. Poor little goblins are going to get soaked. Not raining super hard, but I mean, I don't know. I think you get it done in an hour. An hour, you can fill up a pillowcase if you're good. Got enough food. Interesting, my kids, they, in the last few years, they get a couple sort of, I'm not going to say, about shopping bags full of candy each. But we never eat it all, thankfully. It's not good. Not good stuff. Probably the lowest of low when it comes to quality of candy. Want to let you know what we did yesterday, and you would have liked it. If you would have come, I would like to see you get scared. Just like my wife got scared, and several of my friends, and many of the kids that came along with us. This is the third year we have been renting a 20 tickets to a place called the Haunted Fort. And we have a place, a historical park here at Thunder Bay, where the voyageurs, they reenact what happened. So they have these old-time houses, similar to what the pioneers, but probably a little bit later than the pioneers. All made out of wood. They had places where they slept, of course, and they had, what the heck, I'm losing my mind here, carpenters, iron people, they each had their own little building. So they had this fort, and there's several of these historical buildings with the, and it's fenced in with the logs, you know, just like Clash of Clans. Think of Clash of Clans. That's what it's like. It's a tourist spot, really nice place. Millions of dollars has been spent on it, and they have a haunted evening. They have these 1.5-hour tours, roughly, where you get tickets, $15 a pop, and they weave a little story. And there's, you go through the buildings that are all rigged up, people hiding in their lights, special effects. And we went yesterday, and it was fun, nice and scary, a lot of screams, you know. And the theme yesterday was that there was a portal that was opened up, and the zombies were coming, and we had to close the portal because there was we would soon become the dead, and then the undead, and then crave human flesh. Totally a reasonable presumption, isn't it? So much zombie stuff going on. So we hopped on the bus. They got this creepy bus driver who was talking like this: "Be sure when you step off the bus, do not slip on any human remains." I'm thinking to myself, I want to do that. I want to be that guy on the bus, or I want to be one of the actors. It would be so much fun. You just let loose. You get to scare people and do an act. I don't want to be one of the zombies they had crawling after us on the ground. I'd like to be one of the main characters, or someone that has lots of lines. Really good, though. Yeah. And that's what we did for fun yesterday. So my kids, my friends and their kids, good times. One of the kids, we didn't get back on the bus. Hope the guy's okay. Could be a good story for the next year. Maybe a little bit of a missed myth. I want to comment to you as I'm getting closer to home, a little bit more of a residential area, that there is a very light traffic of children heading to these trick-or-treating locations. When we were young, I don't know if I was part of this boom, whatever boom it was, it's not the baby boom, it was after that. There were so many of us, like we were in line at people's houses. So much fun. The rain has something to do with it too, you know. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
hey, don't.
I have, I see two kids. Okay, there's some more. The kids are out, the diehards are out. I mean, how could you hold, could you have been stopped as a kid wanting to go trick-or-treating? I couldn't have stopped me. If there was lightning out and I was going as Ben Franklin, I would go. You know, like, come on. I don't know what would be better, rain or snow on Halloween. Anywho, time to go. Have yourself a great Halloween, and we will talk to you very shortly.